And a good Thursday morning, or excuse me, Wednesday morning out there here as we look towards the market action here. This morning we're looking at a mostly stronger trade here to kind of get the day started off with, maybe a little mixed action over on some of the livestock, but the grains are seeing some strength as well as cotton here to start the day. Over on the corn, we are up anywhere from 2 to 2.5, maybe 3 cents in some of these contracts this morning, so kind of seeing some strength. Yesterday kind of saw some early strength kind of fade off into the close a little bit mixed. Nearby July was a little bit weaker with some of the new crop months finishing on the higher side of unchanged here, but again, we are seeing a little bit stronger trade. Don't have much in terms of breaking big news here overnight, but again, I think there's a little bit of a bottoming action kind of forming here in some of these contracts. The July contract does still have that weekly chart gap at 405.25. We are kind of keeping an eye on, but we have not filled that, but again, that is kind of out there here this morning. Over on the soybeans here, we're looking at futures backing off well off the overnight gains here, still up anywhere from 3 to 5.5 cents, but the again, did see some pressure off of some of the early highs here, about 6 to 7 cents here, but we did get kind of a confirmation of someone buying some exports yesterday. The USDA did report a private export sale announcement here of 372,000 metric tons of beans sold to unknown destinations, 60,000 for old crop and 312,000 for new crop. So did see a little bit of a confirmation that someone was buying beans. Again, that could be China, but it was listed as unknown destinations here this morning, but reason for some of the strength yesterday, futures maybe buying the rumor and maybe selling some of the fact here with some of the pressure here this morning. Over on the wheat, we are looking at futures a little bit higher here, up anywhere from 9 to 10 cents. In Chicago, Kansas City's up 8 to 9.5 cents here as well. So some gains on the wheat here there as well, kind of again trending a little bit higher, kind of seeing some better bottoming action there. We did see some dryness over in some of the more world regions here on the world wheat, and seeing some strength kind of continuing over on the wheat side of things here this morning. Over on the live cattle here, we are looking at futures with kind of backing off from some of the gains yesterday, down anywhere from 40 to 70 cents here this morning. Feeder cattle futures down 50 to 60 cents as well. So a little bit of pressure here over on the cattle, kind of backing off of yesterday's strength. Cash trades, you really have to get reported this week, but we did see that box beef action kind of near that $400 level on the choice at $399 and change yesterday at the close, up $4.50. Over on the cotton side of things here, we are looking at futures with a little bit of strength continuing as well, up anywhere from 150 to 160 points here so far this morning. So again, don't have much in terms of confirmation on any buying there as well, but did see some strength here overnight continuing this morning. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. You can call our office at 402-697-3623 or visit our website at www.brooklynmarketing.com.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.